Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivadhari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivadhari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Bana Chari. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivadhari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivadhari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Krishnapad Paramahamsa Pari Rajakacharya Astatara Satishi Shimadas Dwangri Shil Prabhupada Ki Jai Grantaraj Shimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Samavita Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the humble devotees, all glories to the humble devotees, all glories to the humble devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Garanga. So today we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter, canto 3, chapter 17, entitled The Victory of Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, excuse me, and text number 19. Amagyana timarandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dishatarani Pancha kalpa tribhyascha kripa sindhubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text 19. Chakre Hiranyakasipur. Chakre Hiranyakashipur Durbhyam Brahma Varena Cha Durbhyam Brahma Varena Cha Vashecha Pala Lokanstrin Vashecha Pala Lokanstrin Akato Mrityur Udata Akuto Mrityur Udata Chakre Hiranyakashipur Dorbhyam Brahma Parena Cha Vase Chapala Lokanstrin Akuto Mrityur Udata Chant.
Chakre Hiranyakashipur. Chakre Hiranyakashipur. Durbhyam Brahma Varena Cha. Vashecha Pala Lokanstrin. Vashecha Pala Lokanstrin. Akutam Mrityur Udata.
Chakre Hiranyakashipur.
Chakre Hiranyakashipur.
Chakre
Hiranyakashipur
Lokam Strin Chakre Hiranyakashipur
Thank you.
Chakra Hiranyakashipu. Dorabhyam Brahma Varenasa. Ashe Chapala Lokan Stream. Chakre, mid, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu, Dorbyam, by his two arms, Brahmavarena, by the benediction of Brahma, Cha, and Vashe, under his control. Sapalan, along with their protectors. Lokan, the worlds. Trin, three. Akutamatru, fearing death from no one. Udata, buffed up. Translation purport by his doing Srila Prabhupada. The elder child, Hiranyakashipu, was unafraid of death from anyone within the three worlds because he received a benediction from Lord Brahma. He was proud and puffed up due to this benediction and was able to bring all three planetary systems under his control. And purport, as will be revealed in later chapters, Hiranyakashipu underwent severe austerity and penance to satisfy Brahma and thus receive a benediction of immortality. Actually, it is impossible even for Lord Brahma to give anyone the benediction of becoming immortal. But indirectly, Hiranyakashipu received the benediction that no one within this material world would be able to kill him. In other words, because he originally came from the abode of Vaikuntha, he was not to be killed by anyone within this material world. The Lord desired to appear himself to kill him. One may be very proud of his material advancement and knowledge, but he cannot be immune to the four principles of material existence, namely birth, death, old age, and disease. It was the Lord's plan to teach people that even Hiranyakashipu, who was so powerful and strongly built, could not live more than his destined duration of life. One may become as strong and puffed up as Hiranyakashipu and bring under his control all the three worlds, but there is no possibility of continuing life eternally or keeping the conquered bhuti forever. So many emperors have ascended to power, but they are now lost in oblivion. That is the history of the world. Chakre Hiranyakashipur Dorbhyam Brahma Varena Cha Vase Chapala Lokan Strin Akuto Mrityur Udataha. The elder child Hiranyakashipu was unafraid of death from anyone within the three worlds because he received a benediction from Lord Brahma. He was proud and puffed up to this benediction and was able to bring all three planetary systems under his control. So, anybody know where these benedictions are mentioned? Are these benedictions mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam or just in the purports? Are they in the Bhagavatam? Or are they, I will not die with inside and outside, huh? It's in the seventh canto? Because sometimes we heard also that he did not die within the 12 months, so he was killed within the Purushottam month, the extra month of the year, and there's so many. All right, so this is, eh? Yeah, yeah. Day and night, by anything living or dead, by any creature created by Lord Brahma on the earth or the sky or the land. So that's the situation as described here, that Krishna, one may be very proud of his material advancement and knowledge, but he cannot be immune to It was the Lord's plan to teach people that even Hiranyakasipu, who was so powerful and strongly built, he could not live more than his destined duration of life. So this is, we may find ourselves, we may adjust our minds that this world is not so bad. Of course, Krishna says that differently. He says that dukkhalayam ashashvatam. The problem is ashashvatam. So even if you make some kind of mental adjustment, okay, this world is, I can deal with this, I can work hard and make myself comfortable, and it's all relative. We think ourselves sometimes happy, just like Hiranyakasipu. We think ourselves, oh, I'm better than this person, I'm better than that person, and things aren't so bad. Krishna says that this is a symptom of knowledge, is to understand janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. Dukkha dosha anudarshanam. You see, we should, intelligent person means that we should see these things. Old age, some of us are getting there, not yet, but old age, disease are everyone can have that. Birth, everyone took birth. We forget those things because it was so horrible. And death, it's coming. Mrityu sarva haras chaham. So, dukkha dosha anudarshanam. One should analyze. Anudarshanam, we just, not just like, we have, in India, they have smashan vairagya. When someone dies, you go to the crematorium and you watch the body being burnt. You said, oh, this is the end of the body. And we think, okay, I'll be a little bit detached. Shmashan Vairagya is called Shmashan is a burning ghat. And you see the body is burnt and this is the end of the body. And I think, okay, Vairagya, you get a little detached for how long? 5 minutes, 1 hour, maybe a day. This is called smashan vairagya. So this is not, our process is different. There's also called markata vairagya, which is like the monkeys. Sometimes monkeys, they're celebrated. They live in the forest and they don't have any clothes and they eat off some fruits and berries like that. So this is very nice. But they have their own animal propensities. So Markata Vairagya, Yukta Vairagya, the Phalgu Vairagya is there also. Phalgu River. And I think we got to see that one time. Gaya. There's some river in Bihar. Phalgu River. It's the, you just see the water bed, the riverbed, just sand. So it's like you can see this channel maybe when it rains a lot, there's some water. But otherwise, you don't see any water, but you dig down and the water is there. So this is called Phalgu Vairagya, is that one makes some kind of show of his renunciation, but underneath all dirty heart, so many material desires. So this is called Phalgu Vairagya. So Rupa Goswami describes these things nicely, that prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna, that we see this material world and we see this is we don't understand hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshavo parityago pairagyam phalgu kachate, that one doesn't see the utility of this material world, because just like here, Hiranyakashipu, he's very much proud and puffed up because he wants to Ishvara Hamahambogi. Hambogi means he's thinking he's the enjoyer. This is the, and the controller, of course, Ishvara Hamahambogi. This is the symptoms from the symptoms of demoniac life in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna describes, he gives a what is they call a soliloquy, when he pretends himself to be a demoniac person, Ishwaroham aham bogi, siddoham balavan suki, I am perfect, powerful, happy. And Rupa Goswami says that no, this is a yukta vairagyam, that we should see anasaktasya vishayan, yatarham upayunjita. We see how to utilize things, yatarham upayunjita, nirbandha krishna sambandhe, yukta vairagyam uchite. We see how things are related with Krishna and how to be utilized in Krishna's service. And this is the actual proper, just like Srila Prabhupada gave example, if you go past a, if you walk down the street, you go to the bank, and you say, oh, I'm renouncing all this money inside this bank. This has, what is the meaning? It's a crazy person thinks like that, that how you're renouncing the money that doesn't belong to you. So this is our situation in this material world. What belongs to us? We came in, Srila Prabhupada says, we came into this world open-handed, empty-handed, we usually say. Srila Prabhupada one time said, I was listening yesterday, we come into this world empty, open-handed, and we leave empty, open-handed like this. Open-handed means, yeah, we got nothing. And leaving. So, janmamrityujaravyadi dukkha doshana darshanam, we should see these things and not try to follow on the footsteps of Hiranyakasipu and Hiranyaksha, who are very proud and puffed up. So we have some borrowed plumes, they say. We make some kind of very nice arrangement, a comfortable life in this world. And so, what else is there? Severe austerities and penances. So without austerity and penance, no one can gain anything in life. We're meant to, you have to work hard. Krishna says in this material world, what is that? Prakriti stani karshati. We're always struggling with the senses. We try to make some kind of comfortable arrangement. We're struggling. And we call this happiness when we get some kind of desired benediction. Hiranyakasipu, that we see the what is that, the play or drama, said, I'm immortal! He got all these benedictions from Brahma. He said, I'm immortal! He thought very nicely, he made all his desires fulfilled, that he won't be killed this way or that way or then here or there. And so still, Krishna is more intelligent. Krishna is more intelligent. Mrityu sarva haras chaham. That's the benediction. That's the benediction that he gives to the living entities in this material world. That I'll take away everything. You think that you've collected so many toys like that in this world. Now everything is belongs to me, and I'm taking it back. So, and here it says, actually, it is impossible even for Lord Brahma to give anyone the benediction of becoming immortal. So, someone who is intelligent, what is that? Tasyaiva heto prayateta kovida. Nalabhyate yad brahmatam upariyada. That someone who has some intelligence, he's thinking, what is that thing that we are wandering throughout the whole universe? So many births and deaths we've encountered through this samsara. Talabhyate dukkha varanyata sukham kalena gambira. What is that? Kalena gambira tamasam. That one should think? What is that thing? What is that? How is that? We hear Lord Brahma, he's not giving. But apana samshritim goram yan nama vivasogranan tatasad yo vimucheta yad bibeti swayambayam. That the holy name, that gives one. I mean, here we see that Hiranyakasipu, he didn't profess any fear. But actually, when Lord Nrsingadev came, he thought, "Oh, what is this plan that the Lord has to kill me?" So actually, everyone is fearful. Of course, as described here, that Hiranyakasipu was not an ordinary person. He was coming from Vaikuntha. In other words, because he originally came from the abode of Vaikuntha, he was not to be killed by anyone within this material world. So that's described, actually, nahanyate hanyamani sharire, that the living entity is never killed or can kill. This is the second chapter, Bhagavad Gita. Krishna tells Arjuna that you can't be killed or you can't kill others. So, of course, that's on a different platform. This sharire, that's within the body, the thing that within the body. So we should understand that is the aham brahmasmi. We have to understand that the actual identity. But that's not the end, aham brahmasmi. That's not just to understand that I am not this body. This is a very, what is that? I was just looking at one verse. Jnanata sulabha muktir. That by cultivating knowledge, one can very easily get liberation. But buktir jagyari punyata. Yeah. Sayam sadhana sahasrayar. Hari bhakti sudulabha. That something is there, liberation. This liberation is not very highly considered by the devotees because they're Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhakti rahaiti kitve. Why is liberation not so important? What is the liberation not important? There's no... Not much. He says what? Yes. There's no activity. There's no rasa. Raso Vaisa, Krishna, he wants rasa with his, and we are also parts and parcels of Krishna. We want rasa, we want exchange, loving exchange. With just plain, the Sayuja Mukti is the Kaivalyam Narakayate, this Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says like that. There's this Kaivalyam Narakayate, is no better than hell. Just like hell, because there's no rasa, there's no exchange of transcendental mellows, this rasa. So, what is that? Jnanata sulabha muktir, that you can get very easily from devotional, from cultivating knowledge, but sayam sadhana sahasraya, by performing these type of activities, yajñas and cultivation of knowledge, sadhana sahasraya, that many thousands of activities like this, hari bhakti sudurlabha, that devotional service is very rare. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has opened the storehouse of the love of God. He's broken the seal and he's distributing this possibility, this opportunity to everyone. And someone doesn't take advantage of that opportunity, this is, can be, who can be more unfortunate? We have some experience for that. We have so many Durdaiva Midrishamiya Janinana Raga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also prayed like this, that I'm so unfortunate because of my past sins and attachments in this material world that I have no attraction for this process of chanting the holy names. So we have to follow carefully this process and try to develop that taste. Rupa Goswami says this taste is just like sugar candy for a jaundice-like condition of material life. We have to very carefully and without deviation chant carefully our Hare Krishna mantra. This is Maha Mantra. This is one thing that we want to say, that I had experience that how much we were chanting some bhajans outside of Srila Prabhupada's residence in Bhubaneswar when he was there. We were resident of Bhubaneswar when Srila Prabhupada came to visit. We were chanting some bhajans and we'd chant Hare Krishna afterwards. And after two or three bhajans, Srila Prabhupada's servant, I think Hari Sari, came out and said, Srila Prabhupada asked you if you just please chant Hare Krishna Mantra. This is a Maha Mantra. So there's no, what is that, the Brihannaradiya Purana? It says, gives the Maha Mantra, and it says, Iti Sodashakam Namna. That Iti means particularly these 16 names. These are meant for, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and also in Krishna Samhita, he says this is this Maha Mantra. He gives different mantras. He says gives some different mantras for different yugas like that. They had mantras. We have mantras always for different yugas. But he says that particularly this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Shastra says, Iti Sodashakam Namna. We chant the 16 names very, we also hear the story in Brihad Bhagavatamrita about Gopal Kumar, how he very carefully chanted the mantra that it was given by his spiritual master. And by this, he had faith in that mantra. We have to have faith. Shravan Janahe Bhakti Adhikari. That this is our qualification to have a little faith. We chant the holy names, particularly this Maha Mantra. And this way, Mukta Sangha Param Vrajat, we can attain the highest platform. So, we're not there, quite there, but I think we're going to stop anyway because I don't. Wasn't expecting to give class. We can have questions and answers as long as you like. Anybody has something they can add about their realization of Hiranyakasipu? We had yesterday's class about how Hiranyakasipu was the older son. He was born second, but he was the older son. On the basis of the Pinda Siddhi. Okay, somebody saw something? All right. Read the verse again. The elder child, Hiranyakasipu, was unafraid of death from anyone within the three worlds because he received a benediction from Lord Brahma. He was proud and puffed up due to this benediction and was able to bring all three planetary systems under his control. Okay. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.